Standing on the lip of the Grand Canyon one August afternoon, you might have seen the return of a rather unusual expedition. That mule train consisted of a guide, a Columbia recording director, an engineer, a photographer, and three pack mules named Colba, Diana, and Juanita, carrying 250 pounds of recording equipment. They'd been down in the bottom for 3 days trying to capture the elusive and particular sights and sounds of the